Highway 101 yesterday when a chase between sheriff's deputies and a white Kia ended in a crash just shy of Petaluma. The three people inside of the Kia were suspected of stealing several $1,000s in merchandise from Dick's Sports in Santa Rosa. According to the sheriff's office, the car hit speeds of over 100 miles an hour before crashing into a minivan. All three suspects were arrested. There were only minor injuries in the crash. It was quite the sight Sunday morning when a Toyota 4Runner plowed into the side of a bank in Petaluma. A 51-year-old woman from Roanoke Park apparently hit the wrong pedal and drove into the Bank of America building on Kentucky Street. The vehicle's airbags did deploy, but she only had minor injuries. In sports, the Warriors beat San Antonio 112-102 last night. They are off today. And your forecast, light rain showers will continue through the morning hours before we see clearing into the afternoon. Highs today should reach the low 60s. Tonight, clear with some patchy fog, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and nice with mid-60s. A little breezy at times, warmer, a little more wind on Thursday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
This is Larry Flynn, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. But we're celebrating the best way we know how, with our biggest sale ever. From now till March 18th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's The Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, Bay Area Flooring Authority.
Unleash your wild side with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Rev and Ride Giveaway. March 9th and 23rd and April 13th and 27th. You could take the wheel and drive home with the adventure vehicle of a lifetime. Plus, don't miss out on the additional cash drawings every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
2.7 The Wolf. And away we go into the 8 o'clock hour. It's Rick Michaels with great stuff coming up this hour. Lionel Richie, some Bon Jovi, Berlin, as well as, let's see, the Thompson Twins, Kenny Loggins, David Bowie, and Billy Joel. And we're going to rewind the year 1979 coming up this hour.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world.
Let the music play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
evening.
Showing signs of picking up, so let's get another update on the roadways now from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch. How we looking?
The drive into Napa remains a tough one. Traffic sponsored by KFC. Because of earlier problems, northbound 29 is still backed up from before American Canyon all the way up to the 221 split. And westbound 12 from 80 to 29 is mostly stop and go as well. Into Santa Rosa, northbound 101 slowing in Rotor Park. A little bit of a break and then it bogs down again between Todd Road and College Avenue. And the southbound 101 drive still pretty slow from before San Antonio Road. Down across the county line to Olin Pauley Park. KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is here. Fries, mashed potatoes, cheese, and bacon come together to make a smashable snack that's only $3.49. It's finger-licking good. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Seven, 102.7
92.7 The Wolf.
The Wolf rewinds 1979. Soon after the Ayatollah's takeover, militants seize the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and hold 52 Americans hostage. Willie Stargell and the Pittsburgh Pirates win the World Series over the Baltimore Orioles. In Sonoma County, McDonald's opens their location in Courthouse Square, but the Design Review Board demanded no arches. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf rewinds 1979.
Seven the Wolf. It's Rick Michaels, and we've got tickets once again for former Eagles guitarist Don Felder's show at Grayton Resort and Casino. That's going to be April 12th, and all you got to do is listen for your cue. Text the keyword Felder to 707-636-1027, and tickets are on sale right now, by the way, at the website, thewolf.fm.
I have a picture pinned to my wall.
me and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Brent Helen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The CEO of the Redwood Empire Food Bank resigned last week in advance of a lawsuit filed by a former employee. According to the Press Democrat, former employee Lisa Cannon filed suit against the food bank, claiming she was a victim of sexual harassment by David Goodman and suffered sexual discrimination, failure to act on the part of the food bank, retaliation, and wrongful termination after being employed for 5 years. The food bank's board, in response to the complaint, placed Goodman on administrative leave and subsequently released him, rather than be allowed to resign. Allison Goodwin will serve as the interim president and CEO. It looks like this year's commercial and recreational salmon season could be restricted or shut down once again. Last year, the season was a total loss. The Pacific Fishery Management Council will meet April 6th through the 11th in Seattle to make the final determination. The number of fish continues to be too low to allow the season to open. The L.A. Innocence Project has taken up Scott Peterson's conviction for killing his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn son 20 years ago. And today, they will be in court pushing for a new trial. They claim there is new evidence pointing to his innocence and will ask for DNA testing of items found in a van that was burned near the couple's home.